means a broader heart.
They are not satisfied simply by his personal comfort. In political history also, you will find so many great leaders, they sacrifice their own comforts. In your country, there was George Washington. He sacrificed so many. There were other leaders in every country, in political field, similarly social field also. Even the political leaders, the Marx, they also, he was also compassionate by seeing the terrible condition of the Russian peasants, so he started that communist movement. That is the way a great man, they work for the general mass of people. That is their greatness. So Advaita Prabhu, when he found that people are simply engaged in eating, sleeping, and they are not, they have no concern with Krishna, and and their life is being spoiled, so he wanted to start this Krishna consciousness movement, say about 600 years ago. But he considered himself as unable to take up this movement seriously, because the condition of the people was so wretched. He thought that if Krishna himself comes, then it can be done. Otherwise, it is not possible. So Advaita Prabhu called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his call, he appeared. Krishna appeared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was almost like grandson of Advaita Prabhu. But when he was a young man, very beautiful, beautiful youth, so at that time nobody knew, but Advaita Prabhu knew that he is Krishna, he has come. So he was simply, sometimes devotees pretend to be not in knowledge. So he was praying, Krishna, this boy is very nice. If he takes us this Krishna consciousness movement, then it will be very successful. He is very intelligent, beautiful. In this way, there was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, this Krishna consciousness movement was going nicely, very. And after him, there were six Goswamis, they also managed. Then as it is the rule of this material world, that you start something very good, but in due course of time, the things deteriorate. So this Vaishnava, Krishna consciousness movement also deteriorated in due course of time. Say, after the disappearance of the Goswamis, about 250 years after, the things become most ridiculous. The so-called devotees, their representative is still continuing. They are called Prakita Sahajiya. Prakita Sahajiya means taking things very easily. They thought that Radha Krishna is just like a boy and girl's lusty affairs, and in this way they took it, the sex life as religion. Even Vivekananda, he also criticized Vaishnavism is sex religion. So the things deteriorated in such a way Similarly, as Advaita Prabhu was afflicted, similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was at that time a householder, government officer, and magistrate. He felt very much, oh, Lord Chaitanya's movement is so. People, as soon as one will see that he belongs to the Chaitanya Sampradaya, he is derided. These are all rascals simply taking some sex pleasure, that's all. There were 13 pseudo-Vaishnavas, 13 sects. Aul, Baul, Kattabaja, Nera, Darvesh, Sai, Sahajiya, Sokibheki, Sai community. You have heard that in London there is a Sai community. Sai Hindu center, you have heard from Mukunda. The Sai is there still. So there are 13 pseudo pretenders belonging to the Chaitanya Sampradaya. They are called first Aul, Baul, Kattabhaja, Nara, Darvesh, Sai, Sakibheki, Gauranganarvi, Churadhari, Otibari, Smarta, Jadvasai, like that. 13. So if I describe this 13, it will take 13 hours. So I don't describe all them. But one or two must be described. The most important is the Jat Gosai. Jati Gosai. They created a caste of Gosai. Just like they created a caste of Brahmin, a caste of Gosai. But this Gosai, he will come by hereditary birth, just like Brahmin. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very sorry to see the condition of the society. See, this Goswami, the origin history of Goswami is the sixth Goswami. Now, out of the six Goswamis, none of them were priestly class. So far, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were great politicians. Prime Minister, a Finance Minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. So, similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a big zamindar. His father is a zamindar, means landholder. During British period, at that time not British period, Mohammedan period, they distributed land among some, I think, in the western countries, the Burghese they called, Burghese, or in England, the landholders, what they are called.
There's a word for
that. Yes. So, zamindar, landholder. So he belonged to a very big land. His father and uncle, two brothers. He was the only son. So naturally, he was to inherit the whole property. And at that time, it was $1,200 income. Just see how much he was. A rich man. When he used to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda in his youthhood, when he was 18 years, 20 years age, he was almost of the contemporary of Lord Chaitanya. He used to distribute gold to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. Gold, so much gold. What is the price of so much gold? He used to distribute. He was a rich man, so he was doing like rich man. So, that is the history of Raghunath Das Goswami, that is the history of Sanatana Goswami, none of them were belonging to the Vaishnava sect or nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned them. These Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were rejected from the Brahmin community. Because at that time the Brahmin society was so strict. If somebody takes service of a Muslim or anyone, he is immediately exterminated. Oh. You cannot be accepted as a pure Brahmin Kshatriya. According to Vedic system, the Brahmin, Kshatri, Shudra and Vaishya, they will not accept any service, even it is worth 200,000 worth dollars. No, that will not accept. That is degradation. Only the Shudras can accept. That was the Vedic system. To accept another service, it was so abominable. In the Bhagavata also it is stated that if the Brahmins, and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, especially the Brahmins, they have no livelihood, then they can adopt the business of Kshatriya and Vaishya, but never accept the occupation of the dog, Shudra. That is instead in to accept service of others was so abominable. Even 500 years ago. So these Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they are also belong to a very rich family, but because they are accepted ministers in the government of a Mohammedan, they are rejected. They are exterminated from the society. What is the extermination of society? He will never be invited. Nobody will offer his daughter to their family. Because according to Vedic system, daughters and sons are not loitering in the street. The father and mother must engage. So, if one is exterminated, it is very difficult to get his daughter married. Nobody will accept. That was their condition. Actually, they also became hopelessness. They became almost Mohammedan. They changed their name, Dabir Khas. This is Mohammedan name. And Sakar Mallik. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them Goswami. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur, he belonged to the Mohammedan community. He was made Namacharya, the principal acharya of this chanting Hare Krishna. That is the revolutionary method of Chaitanya. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not liked by the hereditary Brahmins. They dislike. Whenever there is Chaitanya movement, they pose another counter. This Ramakrishna is a counteraction of Chaitanya. Because Chaitanya, the Vaishnava Sampradaya accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as incarnation of God, so they presented this Gadadhar Chatterjee as incarnation of Krishna. And by worshipping Kali, you see. So this competition is since a very long time between the Vaishnava and the other sect. Anyway, when these Goswami, my point is that originally the Goswami came from ordinary person, there is no caste. But they manufactured a caste of Goswami. This Brahmin class. The Brahmin class, the hereditary Brahmin class, played so many havocs in the history of India. The Pakistan is also due to this hereditary Brahminism. They hated so much the Mohammedans and the Shudras. First of all, they hated the Shudras. And then, when the Shudras became Mohammedans, they hated the Mohammedans. And gradually developed that the so-called Shudras and Mohammedans politically, the British has took advantage, agitated them. They cut off India and Pakistan and Hindustan. So there are many histories. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted everyone to this movement. So my Guru Maharaj's contribution is that he defeated this caste Goswami. He defeated this Brahminism. He created that the same way as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, that as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that kiba shudra kiba vipra nasikani noy jai krishna tattva vetta sei guru. There is no consideration that whether a man is a sannyasi, a brahmin, or a shudra, or a this, or a grihastha, householder, or no. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he is all right, he is Goswami, he is brahmin. That is the contribution, in a, say within 100 years. That is the contribution there. And for this reason he had to face so many vehement protests from this Brahmin class, Goswami class. They conspired to kill him. Guru Maharaj told me personally, others, because by his grace, when I used to meet in alone, we used to talk so many things. He used to talk so many things with me. So he personally told me that these people, they wanted to kill me. They collected 25,000 rupees and went to bribe the police officer in charge of that area, that if take this 25,000 rupees, we shall do something against Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. You don't take any step. He could understand that they want to kill it. Just like in your country also, the police, Kennedy was killed, he wanted to kill. So the police officer frankly said, of course we accept bribe, and we indulge in such things, but not for a sadhu, not for a saintly person. I cannot dare. And the police officer refused and came to my Guru Maharaj that you take care, this is the position. So vehemently protested. So his method of preaching is just according to the, strictly according to the rules and regulations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was called by Advaita Prabhu, similarly Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he saw this condition of pseudo-Vaishnava all over the country, he also prayed to Lord Chaitanya that you kindly send somebody from your personal staff so that I can start this movement. So, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, as we pray, Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namaste, Gaura Sam, is mercy represented. Son of Lord Chaitanya, and he appeared as the son of this Bhaktivinoda Thakur. At that time he was known as Kedarnath Dutt, Ken Dutt, and he appeared in 1867 as the child of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the house is still preserved in Jagannath Puri. At that time, Jagannath Puri, he was magistrate in Jagannath Puri, and the system, the Jagannath Puri, the manager, the official manager is the district magistrate. So he was district magistrate, and in February 1867, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared. And when he appeared, the intestine?
Embryo cord.
That embryo cord was like this. Yeah. That means Brahmin from the beginning. So, and when he was a child, he appeared in February. Then, when the Rath Yatra takes place in July, so February, March, April, May, June, July. So when he was 6 months old, the Rath Yatra festival was held, and by chance the big car stopped in front of that house. That is generally the Jagannath car stops, just like our car also stops somewhere. And you have some difficulty to push it again. That's nice. That also happens in Jagannath Puri. It has stopped, and some people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to push with his head. So that was wonderful. So anyway, the car stopped, and the mother of our Guru Maharaj, the child Guru Maharaj, she took the opportunity, and because she was manager's wife, so everyone respected with the child. So she put the child on the leg of Jagannath, and as there are so many garlands, one garland immediately fell on the child. Yes, automatically. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur could understand that this child is not ordinary child, and he knew that I prayed to Gaurasundara to send me somebody. So this boy, this child is sent by him. So he took care of him very carefully, and in this way his name was Vimala Prasad Dutt. So when he was 3 or 4 years old, he took one mango from the deity room and ate it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Oh, you have done a great wrong thing. You have taken the mango of the deity before offering him. It is a great offense." The child took it very seriously. And my Guru Maharaj never took mango throughout his whole life. Whenever mango was offered, he would say, "Oh, I am an offender, I cannot take it." So, there was a big meeting. What is this sound? Somebody is sleeping? All right. In Mindapur district, when he was a young man, he was holding meeting. He was a great astrologer, and he opened an astrological school when he was a young man. And there are many big students still practicing. They are all students of my Guru Maharaj. And there was a meeting in Midnapur district. The subject matter was Brahmins and Vaishnavs. So in that meeting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was invited. At that time he was not very in healthy condition, indisposed. So he asked Saraswati Thakur that you go and speak there. So he spoke the distinction between Brahmins and Vaishnavas, and he defeated so many learned pandits. Then the whole audience began to touch his lotus feet and touch with water and drink it. When he was young man, that book is also available in Bengali, Brahmin Vaishnav. Then, after disappearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1914, Bhaktivinoda Thakur organized this Krishna Chaitanya movement in pure form from Mayapur. He published many books and papers, Sajjan Tarshani, and he passed away in 1914. At that time, he entrusted the matter to Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that I am going, my work unfinished about this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, you take charge of it. So you took very seriously the word of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So since 1914 to 18, he was simply thinking that how I can expand this movement. So in 1918, he started this movement with the help of some disciples. Krishna sent him. So one of the disciples, he is now Tirtha Maharaj, perhaps he is. He belonged to Ramakrishna Mission Society. So he is very ambitious. So he took the opportunity of starting this movement, finding out the saintly person. So apart from that point of view, with his help, this Gauri Mission was started, and gradually developed. So in Calcutta, Guru Maharaj started in 1918. And I think in 1922, when I was a young man, one of my friends, he took me to Guru Maharaj. That was my first meeting. And of course he was speaking to everyone, but he found me something. So immediately after my meeting, he said this, that, why don't you preach this Chaitanya's cult in the Western countries? That is a memorable day. Of course, I did not know that we'll have to do it. It is, stop. Whatever you do not understand, you'll ask later on, not in the middle. I could not understand that time, you see. It was, I talked with him in so many ways. Who will hear your Chaitanya's message? We are dependent country. That time I was Gandhi's devotee. In 1920, I gave up my educational career and joined this Congress movement, because Gandhi's program was to boycott the university education and the British law court. So we took this opportunity and gave up education. You see? And so then Dr. Bose, he was my father's friend. So he asked, what is Ava is doing? My sister told me, no, he has appeared in the B.A. examination, but he's not doing anything. So Dr. Bose was my father's friend. So he appointed me the manager of his laboratory. I did not know anything still. He appointed me. So that was in 1921. In 1920 I gave up my education. Of course I was married in 1918. And I got my first child in 1921. So in 1922, when I saw my Guru Maharaj, and when I was convinced about his argument and mode of presentation, I was so much struck with wonder that I could understand that here is the proper person who can give a real religious idea. That I appreciated at that time. And at that time I thought this great personality is asking me to preach. I would have immediately joined, but now I am married. It will be injustice. Of course I thought like that in that way. Of course Guru Maharaj did not say anything that you give up your family life. No, never said. He simply gave the idea. So I thought that it would have been better if I was not married. Anyway, then 1923 I left Calcutta on my business and I established my headquarters at Allahabad. So all the days I was thinking of this. Oh, I saw a very nice saintly person. But I am now off from Calcutta. So I was thinking like that. Practically he initiated me. Because I was thinking always. Then in 1928 there was a big fair which is called Kumbh Mela. At that time I was doing business in Allahabad. My business was very flourishing. It is well known, drug shop. So the persons who went to organize our Gaudiya Mutha's camp in that fair, somebody has told that here is a Bengali gentleman's business, you can go and he's very religious man, he'll help. So all the disciples of Guru Maharaj, they approached my shop, my store, drug store. And because I was thinking of them, so I thought, oh, here is the man. I was very glad that they have come again. Because I was separated from them in 1923, and again I saw them in 1928 after 5 years, and I was thinking of Guru Maharaj. Simply in this I met a very nice saintly person, very nice saintly person. If I can see him again like that. So in this way, with my help, the Alava Center of Gaudiya Mutha was established. I was initiated in 1933. And in 1936, I was at that time in Bombay, and Guru Maharaj was very much indisposed. And he was at Puri, Jagannath Puri. We have got our temple there. Guru Maharaj established 64 temples, small and big. Just like I am increasing, he increased. So most of the temples were in Bengal. In Bengal there were about 50 out of 64. And one temple was at Allahabad, one was in Madras. In this way, outside Bengal, about 3-4, one Benares. And he sent Bhun Maharaj also in 1933 to London for preaching. But unfortunately, somehow or other, he could not do anything. So Guru Maharaj called him back in 1934. He was not satisfied and sent another god-brother, Goswami. In 1936, just on the 13th December, I wrote him one letter, not 13th, I think by the beginning of December 1936, I wrote one letter to Guru Maharaj. I knew he was little kind upon me. So I wrote to Guru Maharaj, you have got many disciples, I am also one of them, but they are doing direct service to you. Some of them are brahmacharis, some of them are sannyasins, but I am a householder, I cannot... Of course I was giving sometimes some monetary help, but I could not give any direct service. So I asked him that if there is any particular service I can do for you. So that letter was replied in 13th December, dated 13th December from Puri. And he passed away on the 31st December, just a fortnight. So this reply was the same as he wanted me to do this preaching work in 1922 when I first met him. That you try to preach whatever you have learned from me with the English-knowing people in English. That will do good to you and to the people to whom you shall preach. That is my instruction. So I took up that. And then he passed away in 1936, 31st December. So I consulted some of my god-brothers, senior god-brothers. Guru Maharaj has told me like this, what can I do? So you have heard the name of Professor Sanal and there are other god-brothers. They asked me to write on the Vaishnava Siddhanta in English. Perhaps in 1935 I wrote one poetry, the part of it is somebody you have got, and said he was very pleased, and since then he was insisting me that you write on preach in English. At that time I was thinking, what can I do? So anyway, after his passing away, this Back to Godhead paper was started as late in 1944, I think. Because the expenditure was about 300, 400 rupees per month. So somehow or other, it has begun, the blessings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as he wanted me, he desired me. So, because he desired, I am not very expert or educated or nothing extraordinary, but only thing is that I believed in his word. That is you can say that is my qualification. I believe 100% in his word. So whatever success is there, it is just due to my fond faith in his instruction. So I am trying to follow. And by his grace, you are helping me. So actually the responsibility will now depend on you. I am also an old man. I may pass away in any moment. This moment should go on, you see. This good moment started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then accelerated by Goswamis, and then again Vishwanath Chakravarti. And when, just like whenever there is jada jada hai dharma saglani bhavati, when there is some slowness, either Krishna himself or some representative comes to give it a push, so you should know it, that this movement should be pushed on. This should not be neglected. And I am glad that you are catching the ideas very nicely. And try simple thing. You chant sincerely and follow the rules and regulation. The rules and regulation are not very strict. They are very simple. But because you are trained in a different way, but I am so pleased and obliged to you that you have adopted. I never expected. When I came first in Boston, I was thinking, oh, we'll accept these Vaishnava rules and regulations. These people are after me, so and wine and illicit sex, and how they will accept it. And I was hopeless, and how they will chant, you see. So, but by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least I am hopeful that this movement can be accepted by anyone. It is not so hopeless as I thought. But apart from my calculation, you are realizing this movement should be pushed on. Just like great souls always think of the poor souls, similarly, you should also feel. That is the way Lord Jesus Christ, He also felt for the sinful persons. So, this is very good. If we struggle hard to push this movement, then even we don't get any follower, Krishna will be satisfied. And our business is to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means one has to engage his all senses for the satisfaction. The material life means sense satisfaction for his self. I like this. I like this. I want to do something. I want to sing something, chant something, eat something, or touch something, or taste something. This is something, when that means using the senses. That is the material life. I want to touch such soft skin. I want to taste such, what is called, nice food. I want to smell like this. I want to walk like this. The same thing, walking, tasting, touching, or anything, should be utilized for Krishna. That's all. Instead of touching something else, if we touch the sanctified lotus feet of a devotee, that touch will be utilized. Instead of eating nonsense, if we eat Krishna prasada, it will be all right. Instead of smelling something,
as if we smell the flowers offered to Krishna. So nothing is stopped. If you want to use our sex life, yes, it can be used for producing Krishna conscious children. Nothing is stopped. Simply it is purified. That's all. This is the whole problem. There is no question of stop this. Stop cannot be. How it can be stopped? Suppose I am a human being. If somebody says, oh, you cannot eat, is it possible? I must eat. So there is no question of stopping. The question is purifying. So the other philosophy is to snap down forcibly, make it boil, just like they say, just become desireless, they advocate. How can I be desireless? Desire must be there. But I shall desire for Krishna. So this is very nice process, and even others do not take it very seriously, or they do not come to our philosophy. If you try for it, that is your business. Krishna will be satisfied, or acharyas will be satisfied, Guru Maharaj will be satisfied, and jasya prasadad bhavat. If they are satisfied, then your business is finished. Not that others is satisfied or not. By your chanting, some public is satisfied. No, you know, we are not concerned with that. He may be satisfied or not satisfied. But if I chant in the proper way, then my predecessor, the acharya, will be satisfied. That is my business. If I don't invent in my own way, I am very glad that Krishna has sent so many nice boys and girls to help me be blessed on this auspicious day. And there is nothing mine. I am simply a postal peon. I am delivering to you what I have heard from my Guru Maharaj. Simply you also act in the same way, and you will be happy, and the world will be happy, and Krishna will be happy, everything.